This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
About a dozen South Philadelphia restaurants will be participating in the inaugural Yves Pachanque Avenue Hot Chocolate Crawl on Saturday, December 10th. And some of those hot chocolates will be extra boozy.
I know that I find myself getting a little bit better shopping done when I've had, you know, a little something, you know, in addition. So that option's there.
Stay tuned to hear what's on the menu and how to get discounted hot chocolate and a commemorative mug.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets in South Philadelphia on East Pachanque Avenue. I'm with Adam Leiter, Executive Director of the East Pachanque Avenue Business Improvement District, and Rachel Haxby, who is General Manager of Cantina Los Caballitos. And we are talking about all the special events that they're having, especially some new programming that they have here on the Avenue.
That's right. So we have a lot of fun stuff going on for the holidays. This program is the first East Pachanque Avenue Hot Chocolate Crawl. So we were looking around at all of the amazing food options that we have here for the holidays. A lot of the restaurants and spots start bringing out their hot chocolate creations. And so we said it would be so great as people are shopping and strolling for the holiday season to, you know, grab a special hot chocolate item, go from store to store. It happens to fall on Second Saturday, which we always try and do a little bit extra promotion around. And so looking at the number of places, we have a bunch of different spots, about 10 or so, that you can go and hit up and get either a pre-bought custom mug from our friends at Goodbye Supply. So you get a reusable, sustainable mug that you can go and get refilled with at a discount at all these spots, including Cantina, Kukle Brazilian Bakehouse, Pistolas del Sur, Ground Up Coffee, Essen Bakery, and a few other spots. And everywhere is going to have a little bit different creation. So, for example, I know Rachel's going to talk about the one here at Cantina, but at Kukle, they're going to have a coconut-spiced hot chocolate that also happens to be vegan. Essen has a Valrhona hot chocolate with halva, so that contains sesame. Ground Up has a special hazelnut hot chocolate and also a spicy hot chocolate. So if you're daring and you have the stomach for it and you don't want to re-up and refill your sustainable little mug, you can do that. Or you can just go in one off and find your special creations at each location.
And some of them are boozy?
And some of them are boozy. So it's always fun. I know that I find myself getting a little bit better shopping done when I've had, you know, a little something, you know, in addition. So, you know, that option's there.
What is it about December 10th?
Second Saturday is always just a fun thing that we do throughout the year. So we have extra music going on. Actually, one of the things that's going to be happening for this Saturday in particular is going to be EPOP, which is the East Pachanque Opera Project. So they're going to be going around doing opera caroling at different locations along the Avenue 2. We'll have other music up and down the Avenue. So getting people to come out and, you know, I think December 10th in particular, it's at that point where you're thinking like, hey, did I get that gift for Aunt Carol? Did I get that, you know, that thing that my cousin needs? Oh no, I totally forgot that. I'm going to go and get something unique at one of the shops down on East Pachanque.
All right, Rachel, so you've been playing with the hot chocolates and trying different recipes. Tell us what you have in your hot chocolate, but also if you're making it at home.
Well, our version is, we did buy a pre-bought mix, but we spiced it up, have a little bit of cayenne going in it, kind of like a Mexican hot chocolate theme. And for our boozy version, we also rested our house tequila on some cinnamon sticks to kind of give it like just a more festive kind of flair.
A little bit of a kick, not just an alcoholic kick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't think that I always think, I know that's a very Mexican type of flavor to put the cayenne, but I don't think about that off the top of my head.
Oh yeah, just a little shake, not too much, Just so when your chocolate gets cold, if you're going outside, it still warms you up.
And would you say tequila is the booze to put in the hot chocolate or something else?
For us.
Because that's a Mexican restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Have you tried all different types of alcohol or different flavors to put in the hot chocolate?
In the past, we did dark rum, a whiskey, and we had some like moonshine laying around. And those were all pretty good, too. I think it's really mostly about the mix and whatever you're going to do with the booze, per se.
Like
making it a little bit fancier, infusing it with something.
So for you, it's the cinnamon sticks.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
And what's on top?
We're doing a marshmallow and just a tiny shake of cayenne for visual effect.
So this is the first time that they've done a hot chocolate run. What are you expecting?
I'm hoping a lot of people come out.
And what are you expecting, Adam?
I'm honestly expecting people to have just that extra incentive to come out, try something new. I think this brings together three of the really fun, unique things that we have here on East Passion on a regular basis. You have great food finds. You have really unique shopping from our independent retailers, and you have music and entertainment. And so to be able to bring all those together for the day during the holidays, it makes just that extra special memory for someone.
So explain how it works. You go and you buy a mug, right?
So you can pre-buy a mug.
Or not.
Or not. But we encourage people to pre-buy the mug. It's going to be a nice little keepsake too. All the funds will go to support Avenue events and goings on. And so you buy that. You can pick it up beforehand or day of either at Goodbye Supply or at the Remax office on the Avenue, who's also sponsoring this. And then we have the option again for people just to show up and go to one of their favorite spots, one of the ones that I mentioned before, or just find and explore.
So they just fill me up. They just go to the different stores.
Hit me up. Show me where to go shop.
And how many participating restaurants are there for different hot chocolates?
So we're gonna have about a dozen different places that you can choose from. Everything from Cantina, Stogie Joe's, Flannel, Pistolas.
You have all different kinds of, they're all different kinds of hot chocolates. They're different?
Everyone's going to have something different. Some are going to be your traditional hot chocolate. Some are going to be the boozy fun versions. Some are going to be special vegan options. All of them are going to be delicious.
Where can we see a list of the options?
Everything is on our website at visiteastpassyunk.com. We have our event listings, and there's a special one right there for the hot chocolate crawl.
Okay, set us straight. Is it Passyunk or Passyunk?
It's pronounced Passyunk, but for those looking up the website, I'm saying Passyunk.
Oh, okay. I thought I was saying it wrong for years. But So as an inaugural event, why didn't you think about this earlier? I'm kind of thinking hot chocolate, the winter season, you would think.
Right? It's kind of a no-brainer, right? I mean, I think all the best ideas are, why didn't I think of that before? But hey, let's give it a shot. Let's see how people react to it and get a good response, and we'll keep it going.
Now, what's the commemorative special mug look like?
It's super cute. It's like a little mason jar. It's got a neoprene cover on it and a couple stickers from Epop and Remax to show the sponsorship option there. And it's just a fun little keepsake.
So you just kind of make your way down the avenue or up the avenue, whichever way you're coming from, drink.
Yeah, this is choose your own adventure. Yeah. This is a way to get out for the day and again make those holiday memories. Whether you're coming on your own, with friends, with the family, you have tons of options, and there's always going to be something on the avenue.
So this is second Saturday, December 10th. What time is this happening?
Really, once the businesses open up. So we have spots that open up at 7 in the morning at Black and Brew. You'll be able to go start from them. A lot of the shops start opening up around 10 or 11 a.m. But I would recommend anyone to check out the spot that they want to go to, or else if you end up coming here for the day. There's not going to be any lack of things to see and do.
Adam Leiter is Executive Director of East Passyunk Avenue Business Improvement District, and Rachel Haxby is General Manager here at Cantina Los Caballitos. Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Before I let you go, what are you buying for your family? Where are you shopping?
Oh my gosh, we're shopping all over the place. We got some very cool artwork and prints from Nice Things Handmade. There's great stuff at Occasionette. Tildy's Toy Box has a lot of great stuff, so definitely go there for kids and family stuff. There's great boutiques like Metro Men's Clothing, so we're hitting up everywhere along the avenue.
And besides coming here for brunch, dinner, what are you buying?
I think I'm going to have to treat my son, the dog, to something from Amelie's Bark Shop. Yeah, he needs a snack. Always.
Thanks. Happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.